label as the Bobby Fuller Four. By 1966, they hit the top 40 with Let Her Dance and I Fought the Law. The band even appeared with Nancy Sinatra in a pool party scene from the movie The Ghost in the Invisible Bikini. That same year, when the Bobby Fuller Four were hitting their musical stride, Bobby died under mysterious circumstances in Hollywood. Bobby's unreleased studio and live material was released in the 1980s, when the depth of his loss began to finally be appreciated. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
What was that all about? That was really
cool
stuff.
Do you like that song? Do you know what song that was, guys?
It was Thunder Reef. No.
My favorite Marshall.
Our favorite Marshall.
And that was recorded here in El Paso.
Oh, yeah.
In his studio. So,
and you do this for the History Alliance, do you not?
I do that for those
crazy
people
do.
Out there. And that's one of the reasons we hit over 10,000 likes today. It kind of boosted us up over the
edge. It was up there. Good
for you. Over 45,000 followers. And we also have another great page, which is the Remember in El Paso Win, which is headed up by Barbara Givenbaney and her crew over there. And they get over 50,000. Great archives of history and stories and pictures.
She's got a bunch of people helping her. Paul Louis, I guess that's how you say that. And moderators Ken Weiss is on there. And that's a really good thing that Barbara Givenbaney does. All right, we got callers coming up. Sam, we got to talk to you, though. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good.
Sam Stevenson, what are you going to tell us about?
Well, we're going to talk about Bobby and the Premiers next.
Is that what we should do? There we go. Go ahead and hit it.
Bobby and the Premiers. The group actually started in 1958 as the El Paso Premiers. Bobby's older brother, Jaime, played the saxophone with the group, and when their piano player dropped out, he suggested his younger brother, Bobby. And I was told Bobby was only 11 at the time.
But music in the veins, huh?
Exactly. And but they apparently liked him, and he became part of the group. And then eventually, in 1963, Bobby took over because they had several members that would drop out of the group, and it sort of changed the makeup of the group. And Bobby took over heading the group, so then it became Bobby and the Premiers. And that song you just heard was Mess Up My Mind, that was recorded on the Sold Out in Texas label. El Paso Premiers released a record on the old Frog Death label, Steve Krosno's label. And
I wanted to add one thing.
Go ahead.
Just to show how these guys still play their music and everything, Sam, sitting right here next to me, was playing with Bobby last year or year before?
A couple of years, 2016, 2017, I played with Bobby.
Bobby who?
Bobby Rosales.
I was thinking, it wasn't Bobby Fuller.
No, Bobby Rosales.
I missed
Rosales.
That connection there. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
Next clip.
Number 15.
Summer days. Why can't they stay forever? But while they're here, let's make most of some summer days. We can look and find a spot to lie.
All right, should we put Ron on the radio? Ron's on the radio. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, pretty good, Rick. And I do want to say real quick, Rick should get an award for what he has been doing for El Paso music all these years.
Absolutely. A round of applause from the studio.
Yay!
Yeah.
We have a vast studio audience of two.
Thank you, Ron.
That's enough.
I heard that way up there in Albuquerque.
Thank you, Ron. Your check's in the mail, all right?
Indeed.
Hey,
what was it like being part of that, Ron?
It was fantastic. We spent most of our time on the road all over the United States. But, of course, Norman Petty recorded that. We all made money off that, and I made enough money to buy a nightclub, along with a friend of mine, Sykes.
Well, I'm glad to hear being a rock star does pay off occasionally. That's good. Most of them don't make it.
I got to add, that song that you guys played there was written by Randy Jones, up in Rio, up in Rio Doso, and we performed that song. Remember our very first Border Legend show, which Sam and I were both part of. Of course, I produced the show, but you guys played that very first show, and I got to play drums with you guys that night, and it was just such a treat to be part of that history moment. You know, playing that song.
I think didn't you also play drums for a while? At the Jet Set Club many years ago for us.
I did. Our band was playing at the Knights Club 6 nights a week. I did it for 4 years while I went to UTEP. It was my job while I went to college and played between the Jet Set and the Knights Club and a lot of gigs on the weekend. We always played the Officers Club on New Year's with about a 10-piece band. It was great. We had a lot of fun.
It's so great to hear all these names, you know, that I hadn't heard in many years.
Well, Ron, thanks for being one of the names. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you, buddy.
You take it easy. All right, should we move on to the next clip, or where are we going here?
Go to number 16.
Number 16.
Where to go and who to see, now tell me to my face. Tell no lies, no alibis, just tell me to my face. Every day you're on your way to another place.
You're there.
That was Rod Crosby and the Intruders, 1969. That song is called Where'd You Go and Who'd You See? Rod Crosby, I mean, what can I say about Rod?
A legend.
Everybody knows Rod Crosby. He's still playing the high school reunions. He's still phenomenal. He was my co-producer of the Border Legends concert series.
That's why you guys should get an award for the Border Legends.
Well, we did it for 8 years.
Yeah.
It was my concept, and we sat down. We got to thank Zoomer Roberts for the name because he's the one that coined the name Border Legends. Donna Pence, one of my bandmates from 1968, the Sacred Mushroom, she was part of our group initially for doing Border Legends, and she kind of kicked it off with a jam. And it went from there. It morphed into a real structured concert series with all these great bands.
Well, the name Rick Kern is part of El Paso's music scene forever. We know that. All right, you ready for the next one?
Let's do it.
All right, number 17. What do you got there, Rick?
That was Sam. that was me on lead vocals. That was Morning, a group that I joined back in 1969. They had just started about a month or so before I joined the group, and we went through several personnel changes over the years. And this song here, this cut, is of course a live recording of us playing at Border Legends, the very first one in October of 2009. On stage that night was myself, Ron Stokes on guitar, Ponce Yanez on bass, and Rick Benitez on drums. The original members were Fernie Avila on organ, Mark Finner in bass, Gilbert Minjares drums, Bobby Estrada vocals, and also drums. And like I said, over time we had some personnel changes, which included Ron Stokes, Ponce Yanez, and Luis Lobo Guerrero. It was a fun group. I remember the one thing I really remember was when we were learning Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Oh, my.
And I will say this. Morning that night at our very first Border Legend show killed it. I tell you, they brought the house down. Everybody loved the band. And for these guys, just to show how good of musicians they were, they didn't rehearse much. I mean, you know, you think 30, 40 years goes by, and you haven't played all that time, and these guys had a couple of rehearsals, and they got up there and sounded like they had just finished playing, you know, a gig from the night before or something. It was really great.
All right, so you ready for the next one?
Let's do it. Let's go to number 18, Mike.
I act like a child of six, and I guess that it shows to everyone. You've got the magic touch, and I'm caught in a spell. I said, yeah, yeah. It seems like magic, baby. You've never convinced me that I need to pray for.
Who you got there?
This group is called Triangle. In 1969, it's Magic Touch. That was one of Bobby Fuller's songs. Are you with us, Ty and Mike?
I'm here.
They're there. Hi. They're in stereo. They're both there.
Okay, we got Ty Grimes and we got Mike Ciccarelli here. These guys are just two legendary names in the El Paso rock scene.
They are.
Ty, after he left El Paso, he became a drummer for Captain Beefheart, Tim Weisberg, Ricky Nelson, and the Stone Canyon Band. Mike, a legendary guitarist. He's a great writer, great player. He took kind of a different turn there. He got in the aeronautical business. But these guys formed a band called Triangle in 1969. Talk to us a little bit about that group, guys, and where it could have gone.
It started with Mike Curb producing that album, and ultimately he was trying to pitch it to RSO. At any rate, he released it on his own, and it barely made a dent here, but over the next several years, it got airplay in England and in Europe, and they even printed it out in Spain and Spanish and everywhere but the USA.
That's interesting.
And our how you doing, Miguel? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Pretty good, Tyson.
Good. Yeah.
Tell them about the drum sound. Yeah, fantastic drum sound that he got at Continental Sound Recorders up in Hollywood. A lot of the engineers took notice, especially Howard shared it with a lot of people. Howard Steele made that album sort of an analog marvel, and it's still, you can see it on eBay and YouTube and places like that. But the drum sound that he got with Ty's drums at the time was phenomenal because Ty tuned his drums a little bit lower and played slightly different than anybody else. So we had a heck of a capturing.
I used baseball bats instead of drumsticks.
That'll do it.
Hey, Ty, you still hold an accomplishment of El Paso rock history that no other drummer can claim. You want to share that with the listening audience?
I don't know which one you're talking about.
Oh, come on, dude. You know what I'm talking about. You're the only El Paso rock drummer that has played
what?
At
Carnegie Hall.
Oh, Carnegie. Carnegie.
Man, the old age is setting in. He can't even remember what he was going to talk about.
Hey, so it goes.
there are so many other things. I think, oh, man, is he talking about women or is he talking about...
This well, could go anywhere.
We don't want to go there.
He has a wandering mind.
Oh, yeah, Carnegie Hall. Yeah, Carnegie Hall was very cool. And the coolest thing about it is I joined Rick Nelson when Garden Party was already a hit. So I got the ride off of the hit, and the first gig I played with Rick Nelson was at the Houston Astrodome, 52,000 people, and we were playing in some dumpy little bar that weekend before, and the next Wednesday we were playing in front of 52,000 people.
How cool is that?
So,
wow.
So tell them about Dino.
Pretty... What?
Even the drummer from the Young Rascals.
So the deal was, we get back from that, and so I asked Rick, I said, well, what do we have coming up? He says, well, we got Santa Monica Civic Center, we got the Santa Barbara Bowl, and then we fly up to New York and play Carnegie Hall, and then after that, I went, whoa, Carnegie Hall? And went, yeah, and it's already sold out. Well, I'd never been east of Dallas. So it was my first time to New York, and we get up there and standing in the wings. I mean, my knees were shaking, man. It was like, oh, my God, I'm actually playing Carnegie Hall. Flew my mom in, which was wonderful. But so it was one of those nights you couldn't do anything wrong, and we got three encores and go backstage and Gene Cornish from the Young Rascals, and nobody was talking to him. And I walked up to him and went, wow, man, Gene Cornish, Young Rascals, I loved you guys, man, and Dino was great. I loved how Dino played. And Gene looks at me, and I'm raving about the Rascals, and he looks at me and says, hey, man, you just played Carnegie Hall. And I went, yeah, man, but the Rascals were really cool.
Interesting era, guys.
We got to move along. So, we got more stuff to
you
do.
You got great stories. Thank you guys for sharing some of that with us. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Take care now.
You guys take it easy. We got a lot going on here. And it's an interesting world here of rock and roll history. We're going to have a whole bunch more of it coming up here in a minute or two. And I got too many phone calls on the air. That's what I did. So, hey, we'll take a break here and come back in just a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry, we're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text SCHOOL to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 88% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text SCHOOL to 35517. That's SCHOOL to 35517.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that addition. Whoa. That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times, as represented by five times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We do not have a Pepe special today. They're closed until Tuesday for the holidays. But we will be going to Amigos, and their special is everything on the menu.
There you go.
And you don't get it cheaper. You just get it special. How about that, huh?
You're there right. You go.
Amigos, 2000 Montana, be there about 12:20 today, a little closer. So we'll get to there in a bit. All right, what are we doing here? We got to talk about the trivia. You got a couple of questions?
What do you got? A couple of questions.
And we're going to answer them within this break, so get ready to call.
Okay, the first one is, Bobby Fuller was signed by a record company when they went to Hollywood. What was that record company?
Bobby Fuller's record company, question one.
Okay, and the second one, Bobby Fuller's band performed in a movie with Frank Sinatra's, one of Frank Sinatra's children. Which child was that? Was it Frank Jr. or Nancy?
Oh, we're going to find that out if somebody answers by calling 544-5876. Oh, we can do that right now. Call us right now on those two questions, and we have the trivia prizes, right?
Right. We have a $20 gift certificate to Amigos or a Mission Del Rey Southwest. So, who did Bobby Fuller's band sign with when they went to Hollywood, or who was Bobby Fuller's band who did they perform with, Frank Sinatra Jr.? Or Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, that's an easy one.
Yeah, it's
50-50 on that one. 544-5876, and you get Mission Del Rey stuff. Today, by the way, you go into Mission Del Rey and mention you heard it on the radio, 20% off of whatever they got in the store. Talk them into it. It's really easy until 5 o'clock today. Okay, Centennial Museum Director Daniel Carey Whalen is in here next weekend. Going to come in about the town and the smelter, the Asarco and the community of Smelter Town. And they were connected with a big connection right there in El Paso. So that exhibit is up now. But they're going to come in and talk about that. Also, hour two next week, John and Vicki Hamilton are our guests. It's a married couple. They found each other at Fort Bliss, I think. But they worked at Fort Bliss, both of them. They want to come in and describe a mural that's on a wall in the old William Beaumont Hospital. It needs to be saved. Both of the Hamiltons have been helping preserve and promote Fort Bliss history for many years. And also, January 18th, guess who's coming back in as a co-host? You'll be gone that day. It's going to be Rick Kern. That's what you're doing. And so Patty Tiscarina is going to be coming in to talk to us, and Rick Kern is the co-host for the day. And we're going to talk to Patty about all the crazy history she's seen.
Yeah.
She's seen quite a bit.
Yeah, she has, and we can maybe get some music in there, too.
She's only 24 years old. It's amazing how that worked. But anyway, Patty's on the 18th. That'll be a lot of fun. Okay, you got something to do there? Something important?
Oh, well, I'm still waiting. Oh, I do. McGoffin Home. I just want to point out McGoffin Home's always open for tours, and they've also got vinyasa-style yoga classes, a cooking demonstration, and Wednesday, January 8th, they'll be their Brain Trust Bag Lunch Lecture Series. We'll be celebrating Joseph McGoffin's birthday, so drop in for a piece of cake.
And he's only 215, I think.
I know, he's just a baby. So give Gloria Garza a call at 533-147 if you have questions about what's going on at McGoffin Home.
We have trivia outstanding. No one's calling. 544-5876. We've got Raul on the phone. Raul is on the radio. You had a question, right?
No, I just wanted to share a little bit of information about music history. A couple of things. The Chains played at my high school. I was going to Jesuit High School, and I remember we hired them to play.
Oh, yeah.
And two of those members, Don Luciano and Karam, were Jesuit alumni. They were a couple of years ahead of us. There was a great documentary on PBS recently called Echo in the Canyon that's all about Laurel Canyon and the musicians that were up there. It's got Tom Petty in it, Brian Wilson, Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton, Stephen Stills, Roger McGuinn, Michelle Phillips, David Crosby, Graham Nash, Jackson Brown,
we've only got till
and
noon.
John Sebastian. Oh, yeah, and it's narrated by Jacob Dylan, who is Bob Dylan's son. And it's just an excellent documentary. They play music, and they interview all these people. I think your listeners and certainly your guests would enjoy it tremendously.
Isn't the music in El Paso a lot of fun? It really is.
Oh, yeah, we've been blessed with great musicians and lots of venues for kids to enjoy them. I used to go to the Cathedral Dances also. They also used to have dances at the Elks Lodge.
The basement of the YMCA.
The basement also of McKellican Canyon. They used to have gigs there every once in a while. So,
a great era. Yeah, it was.
Lots of great musicians, not only rock and roll, but we also have very great jazz musicians here in El Paso also.
Well, thank you for sharing all that, Ro. Appreciate it.
Take care, Raul.
You take her easy. We're moving on here. We got to take a break here and come back and talk to Rick Kern. And Rick, you're going to tell me where we're picking this up, right?
What's that?
We're going to pick this up after the break one more time, right?
You bet.
All right, 544-5876. The trivia is outstanding. We're going to eat your food if you
That's
don't call
right.
up.
Hurry up and call up.
Get it. Give us
I'm
a call.
I'm going to go shopping.
Back in a moment.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 News reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
The unemployment rate is lower than it's been in decades. That means if you're trying to hire a new employee, they probably already have a job, which means you need to try reaching them in a different way. That's where iHeartMedia comes in. Every week, our radio stations reach 93% of the U.S., most likely when they're on their commute or already at work. So start connecting with the qualified candidates you've been looking for on AM/FM radio. Visit iHeartWorks.com. That's iHeartWorks.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text PROUD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text PROUD to 79645. That's PROUD to 79645.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563, and by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Could be. I don't know what they're doing in there. All right, yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. We got one. Benjamin is on the phone. Benjamin, got you on the radio. What's up?
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
We're surviving madly. You want to talk trivia to Melissa?
Great.
Yeah, I'm looking at Bobby Fuller and his life. You wanted to know, what was the question?
Well, we had two. We had one, which record company did he sign with, or which Sinatra kid did he perform with in the movie when they went to Hollywood? Do you have an answer for one of those or both?
Just well, he signed in L.A., it says here, with Mustang Records,
yes,
in L.A. in 1984.
You got it.
And leave the other question alone in case somebody else calls. But you got
it. Yeah, I don't.
Well, you got yourself a prize here. You want to pick which one it is?
Okay, it was for Amigos or the Mission Del Rey Southwest $20 gift coupon.
Let's go with Amigos.
Amigos! Okay. That's actually very good food. All right. Well, thanks for playing, Benjamin. Hold on there. Shelly will tell you how to pick up your prize, all right?
Thank you very much. Y'all have a good day.
Take care.
Hold on.
Thanks
don't hang up. Appreciate that. A lot of callers just came in, so Shelly just got inundated with something. I'm not sure what. But right now, what we have to do is tell you what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc. That's your cue.
The El Paso restaurants and bars that dominated booze sales in 2019.
Also in the Inc., she's digital and cares for aging adults. Meet Addison, the digital caregiver created by a fast-growing Las Cruces startup.
Inside the New Mexico landscapes and sites that hold the key to a lost civilization.
El Paso's Business Journal, El Paso Inc., is available for home or business delivery.
To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, the First Lady of El Paso Journalism leaves the anchor chair Sunday night on ABC 7. They'll look back at the career of Estela Casas with special guests Gary Warner, Rick Cabrera, and Eric Elkin.
Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. only on ABC 7 Extra.
Oh, there's a lot going on there. All right. Where are we going here next, Mr. Rick? We've got a lot of places that we can go. And where would you like to go?
Let's go to number 22.
Number 22.
When I dreamed I saw the knights in armor come and saying something about a queen. There were peasants singing and drummers drumming and the archers fled the tree. There was a fanfare blowing to the sun that was floating on a breeze.
All right, Rick, what do we got here?
I never get tired of hearing that song because, first of all, I'm all about harmony as well as Sam here, and we just love Patty Tiscareño. I love her as a person and as a musician. And I got on the line right now Andre Bonaguidi, who happens to be one of the finest drummers and Patty's husband.
Hey.
Hey, guys. What a lineup you guys have got going. I know a web you're weaving. I think I've played or worked with most of the people that you've talked with already today.
Yes, you have.
Well, thanks for holding. You've been there a while, but you're also part of the music scene. What do you think of all the history we got here?
It's a great show. Rick really does a great show. Working hard, putting this thing together. I myself have been in the business about 53 years, played Los Angeles out of the Denver area, recorded an album in Memphis, Tennessee, and in Royal Studios there in Memphis, Tennessee. Al Green recorded most of his stuff at that studio, did a couple of records in L.A. for Capitol Records, and working in the Capitol building in the same room where Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett, you know, recorded their material. It was quite an earth-shaking event for me, from a kid from just old El Paso, you know, working in music. So it's been a great run. Patty couldn't make the show today. She's been down with bronchitis, so she can't get two words out without coughing. But that song there, we also performed in PT and the Cruisers, of which Rick was involved with that particular band. And she's just a marvelous singer. I worked with a lot of chick singers over those years. And the one thing about Patty is that she does rock. She does American songbook. She does Mexican music. She can do it all and does it all just really, really well.
No,
she's an amazing, amazing singer.
She's a fabulous music asset to this town. And we're going to talk to her about her career and her music in a couple of weeks here. We're going to have her in as a guest.
Right.
It'll be a lot of fun.
I'm sorry. I have a record of Patty that she recorded back in 71.
The El Paso song? What?
Yes, El Paso, Flipside Juarez.
You don't have it here, do you?
No, I didn't put
it in this collection.
We may sneak it in when she comes on
there
air as her
guest.
Okay, I can do that. That'd be fun to do.
I first And I first met Patty back in 72 when I got hired on with a group called the Medicine Band. And the lead singer for that particular band was Hugh Prestwood, who left El Paso and became a Grammy Award-winning songwriter in Nashville, Tennessee. Just an amazing, amazing songwriter. And I've kept in touch with Patty over the years since 72. She sang at both of my weddings. We both went through two divorces and then started hanging out in 1997. And now
you're a team.
About 5 years ago, and now we're a team. And yeah, she's just an amazing lady. She's an amazing lady.
Well, thank you for your history on that, and thank you for holding us more. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
You guys take care.
Thanks a lot.
See you later, buddy.
All right, we're going to dip back into trivia. Is that what we got here, Shelly? Okay, we're going to go to Ray. Ray, you're on the phone here. What's up, dude? You got the other
Yes, I was going to try and answer one of those trivia questions.
Okay, well, the last trivia question we have is Bobby Fuller's band performed in a movie with Frank Sinatra's children, one of his children. Which child was it? Was it Frank or Nancy?
And Nancy Sinatra.
There you go.
Oh, it had to be one or the other,
bikini.
Right?
Ah, there you go. Oh, you even knew the movie. All right. Was she wearing her boots?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I wanted to know.
Was she wearing her boots? Oh, yeah, probably was. Well, thank you for playing. What we have left for a prize here is the Mission Del Rey, and that's a fabulous place. You need to get out there and check it out. It's on Lee Trevino and Pelicano. So can you hold on? Shelly tell you to pick that up, all right?
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks
you for
so much
playing.
For listening.
Hold on there. Appreciate that. All right. Where are we now, Rick? What's coming up next here? We've got all kinds of people on hold here.
Number 19.
Number 19. Are you ready for 19?
That was Charlie and the Jives. The Jives started back in 1968. It was a family affair, basically. Three brothers, Charlie Miller, Albert, Donnie, their uncle, Tony Gomez, and a couple of cousins, Rudy and Barney Magana. Cruz Garcia joined them for one of their albums, with whom I played with my first year with Bobby and the Premieres. And they were part of the music scene in El Paso, may not be the Bobby Fuller type rock music, but they were a big part, an integral part of the music in El Paso, just like Bobby and the Premieres. And in some of their contemporaries, like the Night Dreamers, the El Paso Drifters, the Valiants. But just wanted to get at least Charlie and the Jives in there, too.
Because they're there.
I remember them playing weddings, New Year's Eve dances, all kinds of functions. They were a big part of the music scene.
Great stuff. All right, you get the next clip? You ready?
Number 23, Mike.
Number 23.
That take you back, Jackson?
I'm there.
Boy, that makes me so melancholy every time I hear that song. That was Sam and I in a group called the Sounds Royale Show in 74. We left El Paso to go to L.A. to seek our fame and fortune. I think we got a lot of fame. I don't know about the fortune. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah.
Can you afford lunch?
Yeah, sure. We can.
Then you're rich.
We can do that.
You're set.
No, it's called retirement.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
The Sounds Royale was, we had quite a viewership in the Orange County, L.A. area. We were playing a lot of the big rooms there, Disneyland Hotel, places like that, New Porter Inn. They were resorts, and they were showrooms, and we did it all. I mean, we would turn around and do Tommy, Pinball Wizard, and turn right around and do a song like that. It was everything we did was pretty much in five-part vocal harmony.
Well, Rick Kern, you had fun doing this.
I loved that group so much.
Yeah.
We don't know where Debbie is. We lost a keyboard player. He was our arranger and one of the finest keyboard players in the world. His name was Ted McKeever.
He got choked up on that one. We got to move on to the next thing. Should we take another clip here? Are you ready for another one?
Let's do it. Let's go to number 24.
like it.
In the cold wake you up in the night.
No. All right, you ready to come out to us? We're ready to talk to you because we got a guy on the radio here on the phone now named Doug. Hey, Doug, you're back.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, thank you. Was that your band doing that?
That was Moon Pie back in, I don't know when we did that, 82 maybe.
And that was a song called Valley Lady that was written by Doug. And, you know, and to this day we say, Sam and I both talked about that, that should have been a hit song on the top 40.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too.
Sounds like nostalgia is taking us all over here now. What we should do is have a music fest. Sammy, it sounds like you could arrange it because you've got them all on recording, right?
Yes.
We should get out somewhere and just play all this music and turn it on. We can't do it all on the radio like this. But
I think that song came on our Moonpie's second album, which was the Flower in the Sand album, recorded at McKee Studios in 82, I think. It was 82, yeah.
Interesting history.
That song about Laura.
Yeah, and I got to add here that Doug is just personifies one of the best bass players and singers and songwriters in El Paso. He's a member of PT and the Cruisers, and he's still a member of the Cruisers. No longer PT there, but the Cruiser Band is the house band for Star City Studios. They still do a lot of great shows and backing up other performers as well. But Doug is one of the ones that have been around, played in a lot of great bands, Gorilla. I mean, there's been a lot of good bands that he was part of, Infants of Soul, The Instigators. He's a phenom.
How about the Bristling Brothers?
Bristling Brothers. You know where that name came from? Was we were playing at, Gorilla was playing out at Fort Bliss, and because of, I don't know, something probably Rutledge did, we got blackballed out there, so we changed the name and went back. Bristling Brothers.
Got to watch out for those people.
Well, you know, with has been said about that.
Don't forget Randall Fuller. Don't forget Randy Fuller, Rick. That was one of my.
Oh yeah, Randy Fuller. You know, on the new Buffalo Springfield. I mean, and yeah, Doug worked with Randy and everything through the years, and they phenomenal combination.
You know, we talk about all these groups and these musicians and how they played in this group and that group, and doing the research and gathering the collections and so forth. You can. It's like putting together a family tree. Of El Paso musicians, and man, it can get crazy.
Hey, we have a question on the line here for Doug. Can you hold on a second, Doug? Go ahead, and Esteban, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to tell a little ditty about Doug. Back in the mid-70s, when Urban Cowboy came out, that movie with John Travolta, everybody was going to Cowtown booths and buying factory defect cowboy hats and boots and stuff, and going out to the country bars like Caravan East, and there was one up in Canoteo. And if you went up to the one in Canoteo, you'd find Moon Pie playing. And Doug would be singing away, and then he came out with that album, Enchanted Mesa, and it was a big deal. And then one day, I came home from school, and I think my mom said, you know, there's a guy in the back. He's looking to buy the washing machine that I had advertised in the Sun Shopper. And I went back there, and it was Doug Neal looking at the washing machine.
How about that? It's a small world, you know.
And for a 16-year-old,
I think we use that as an effect on one of the songs. That's why I bought it.
Probably, but, you know, I was starstruck. Doug was just a regular guy. But I was starstruck, and I thought, man, I met Doug Neal. Yeah.
There you are. Well, I appreciate you sharing that, you guys. We got to move on, but thank you both for being on the show today. And it's really cool to talk to both of you. We shall be back in just a moment.
At Booking.com, there's a booking for every resolution. Want to be more active this year? Book a resort with a fitness center. Want to worry less? Book a vacation home with a relaxing hot tub at Booking.com. No matter your resolution, download the Booking.com app and book yours today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text PROUD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, offered 100% online. Text PROUD to 79645. That's P-R-O-U-D. To 79645.
The Winterfest Ice Skating Rink has teamed up with Favor to deliver savings.
Download the Favor delivery app and get a $10 delivery credit with Favor. Plus, $1 off skating at the Winterfest rink.
Go to epwinterfest.com for more details.
If you're looking for a great paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got one more clip and one more caller, but Melissa, I was just curious, and when you were in California and all these El Pasoans went out there, did you take note of them? Or you're a much younger person than all of us.
Well, my brother played in a band, and so he was pretty much influenced by the Beach Boys, a lot of the same music, the Bobby Fuller music, because they were all playing in.
But that was part of your life.
Yeah, it was part of my life, and a lot of the people that you're talking about, the clubs they played on, we knew of those because I was in Los Angeles, and I know of those clubs, you know, Whiskey A Go-Go, all these different places. The Bobby Fuller, I believe, played at the Palladium, which used to have a teen fair, and I believe he played there a couple of times.
So you're familiar with this stuff.
Yeah,
interesting. Because you're not from here, but you know about it.
Well, his sound lasted for a long, long time and influenced a lot of bands after that.
Can you imagine if he was still around?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Right. It'd be amazing where he'd be at.
One more clip. We got Rick Kernan here and Sam Stevenson, and you guys have done a great job compiling the clips. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
I also want to thank the control room people, Shelley Sutherland. Yes. Going a little more crazy than normal, but thank you for doing so. And Michael Tipton, Mr. Tip in there, thank you for doing the board and all the fun, strange things we've thrown at you this morning. Thank you very much for that. Okay, Rick, we got one last clip. What is this?
Number 25. Go for it, Mike. That voice is Charlie Miller. He is a phenom. Are you there, buddy?
I am here on the line. How are you guys doing? Great show, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. You know, a little while ago, Sam was introducing your song, earlier, the Sad Girl. And, yes, this is Charlie of Charlie and the Jives. You are a phenom.
Right.
Thank you for being a part of our show today. We've got about a minute to talk to you, Charlie. Tell us a little bit about, you know, you play with so many bands, and of course, Charlie and the Jives is one of the bigger ones. You've done a religious venture also with Narrow Path, and then now you've got a group called Sunshine Pumpers.
That is correct. Really, I want to thank first all of the guys that are still around from Windfall. And then I also want to let you guys know that we are currently at the studio right now working on our second album for Sunshine Pumpers.
Great.
And we're excited about that. I think it's going to be even another notch up or two. So we are excited about it. We're in the studio currently right now. And if people want to go listen to our music, they can go to sunshinepumpers.com. We'd love to see them coming in and visiting.
Charlie, thanks for coming in with us. I do appreciate it. You take it easy. Rick, we're gone. Sam, thank you very much. Gentlemen, we'll
oh, my
see you
pleasure.
At Amigos.
See you on the 18th.
Today's,
awesome.
And you'll be back on the 18th.
I'll Melissa, see you next week.
Melissa, you'll be here next week and helping us ride right. the herd. Thanks a lot. Control Room, again, thank you. See everybody next week on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, ephistory.com. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week with great Mexican food. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management, and by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, one block east of Cotton. Amigos Restaurant is the green building with free parking. Amigos serves breakfast and lunch 7 days a week and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. Great Mexican food, steaks, chicken, and salads with draft beer and margaritas by the pitcher at Amigos Full Bar. Amigos has private dining rooms for parties and meetings. Get ready, get hungry. We're cooking at Amigos, 2000 Montana Avenue, 533-0155. Amigos.
Root Insurance could save you up to 52% on your car insurance. Here's how it works. Root uses an app to base rates primarily on how you drive. Since we don't insure bad drivers, you don't have to pay for their accidents. We designed car insurance entirely around your smartphone. Just download the Root app and drive around for a few weeks. The app measures your driving behavior, so good drivers could get the rate they deserve. And with Root, you have everything you need, right at your fingertips, from your policy to claims to repairs. Root proves that big coverage can come in a small package with an even smaller price tag. So download the app. If you're a good driver, you could save up to 52% on your car insurance. And that leaves you extra money to buy something you really want. Not available in all states. Savings based on national reviews reported by actual customers. Form 1. We reserve the right to refuse to quote any individual or premium rate for the insurance advertised herein. Download the Root app today. That's R-O-O-T.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries. Democratic presidential candidates are warning the U.S. airstrike that killed a top Iranian general could lead to another war in the Middle East. Former Vice President Joe Biden said President Trump just tossed a stick of dynamite into a tinderbox. Senator Elizabeth Warren called the president reckless and predicted the U.S. is on the brink of yet another war in the Middle East. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Warren both condemned the killing of the Iranian military commander as an assassination. Connecticut's two Democratic senators are calling for Congress to be briefed on the killing of the top Iranian general. Senator Richard Blumenthal said they plan to talk about the impeachment of President Trump at a news conference, but Thursday night's missile strike forced them to change course.
There is no question, no doubt, that Soleimani was a bad actor, an enemy of the United States, with American blood on his hands.
He and Senator Chris Murphy said they want the White House to explain the long-term strategy and what is being done to provide